afternoon show continues. I am Carol Roth, live from the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Tribune Tower. And I want to know if you're a big baby about medical procedures, because I am the complete worst. And given the choice, I would rather live in pain than endure a surgery or a medical procedure. But there are times when you really do not have that choice. And I've had so many friends and family members recently who've had to make basically life or death decisions about having a surgery. And when you're at that point, it's not really a decision. So when I hear about advances in medicine and procedures that are less invasive, where you perhaps don't have to stay in a hospital afterwards, I get excited about advances like that, and I want to share those with you. So I'm pleased to have with me Dr. Michelle Luthringhausen. She's director of robotic surgery at Northwest Community Hospital and a gynecologist at Women Care in downtown Arlington Heights. And Dr. Luthringhausen, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Carol. I'm happy to be on the show.
All right. So I'm very fascinated by robotic surgery because it sounds like you do a very good part of the surgery from a console, almost like a futuristic video game. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you're right with that. It's kind of like you're sitting with your head in a 3D visual screen console, and your hands are on little joysticks. And basically anything that I do with my hands on that console is translated into miniature movements at the tips of these instruments that are inside the patient. And that patient could be sitting, you know, even in the next room, and in certain instances, even in another state that has been done.
Another state, you can do it. So as long as there's somebody who's prepping the patient in one facility, you could be somewhere else entirely?
That's correct. That's called telesurgery. And, you know, there is quite a bit of a delay right now with the transmission of the signals. So it's not something that we're doing regularly, but that we think is the future of surgery, where you will have a few expert surgeons in the country that are able to operate on patients anywhere in the country with a bedside assistance, or maybe even assist another surgeon in a complex procedure.
It's so fascinating, and I think it gives so much hope to people whose kids and grandkids are addicted to video games that they could then become a doctor one day and put all of their hard work to good use.
Oh, they will be so much more skilled. I mean, I am from the Atari age, so, you know, if I can do it, it's going to be amazing what they can do.
So I know that you focus on hysterectomies and removal of the ovaries and ovarian cysts and those types of procedures. What are the benefits for the patient in doing one of these types of procedures?
So when we do them robotically, it's basically another laparoscopic approach. So that means minimally invasive, the very small, you know, less than a centimeter size incisions on the abdomen that gives us access to, you know, work inside the abdomen on all kinds of things like fibroids for heavy bleeding, like endometriosis, ovarian cysts, hysterectomies for complex problems. So basically the robotic platform just gives us 3D HD visualization during a laparoscopic case, and it eliminates the physician's hand tremor. It restores our wrist motion. In traditional laparoscopic surgery, we lose the ability to move the wrist of the instrument, so we actually regain our wrists with laparoscopic robotic surgery. So there are many advantages over laparoscopy that have enabled us to do more complex procedures on, you know, patients with more pathology, bigger patients, sicker patients. So it really has furthered health of many people in the United States.
And it sounds like, too, from an aftercare standpoint, that a lot of this can be done outpatient and perhaps you have less scarring as well?
That's correct. We see a faster recovery and less pain requirements even before the patient is really conscious in the postoperative area. They have less pain, we think, because of less trauma to their muscles of their abdominal wall. The robot, once you attach the arms of the robot to these little straws that go through the patient's abdominal wall, the robot doesn't really move that much. So you don't get a lot of bruising in the abdominal wall. The muscles get less damaged. They require less pain medication. And that means that they can recover faster and go home faster. So typically 4 to 6 hours after a procedure, the patient's able to go home.
All right. Well, it sounds like robots are taking over, but in this case, in a good way. And we can find out more at nch.org/DaVinci.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Luthringhausen. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carol.
All right. So sometimes the robots taking over isn't always a bad thing. And I'm really fascinated by that. And I think I'm not sure what I love more, the fact that it's less invasive and you can come out of the surgery more quickly, or the fact that it has this video game aspect to it. So a win-win situation for all. Well, I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And even if you're staying at an Airbnb, go Cubs, go Hawks. And now it is time for Cubs baseball on 720 WGN.